The show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. And on the program today, I'll be talking with Steve Twigger, who is one of the members of Gaelic Storm, an Irish band who will be at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign for a 7:30 show tonight. That's a tune called Blind Monkey. It's one of the instrumentals off of the 2010 CD Cabbage by Gaelic Storm, who are a Celtic band currently on tour in North America for an extended period that will bring them to the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign for a show tonight at 7:30. At the heart of the band are Patrick Murphy, originally from Cork, Ireland, and Steve Twigger from Coventry, England. And Steve is the main singer, accordion player. I'm sorry, that's Mr. Murphy. Steve is the guitarist and vocalist and the primary songwriter for the band. He also is the producer for the CD Cabbage. And he is my guest on this portion of Live and Local. Thanks very much for joining us.
You're welcome, Kevin. It's nice to be online with you.
Yeah, so the band, you're not one of the founding members, but you're one of the early members, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, only by a week or so.
Meaning early, you mean you just missed the founding by that much?
Well, it was sort of, we brought two bands together back then. Patrick had played with Steve Waymire and formed the sort of name of Gaelic Storm, and they needed a guitar player and a drummer, and I'd been playing with a drummer, and we were sort of just breaking up a band, and we got together, and I don't know, the first night we played, they wouldn't let us off the stage, so the rest is history, as they say.
And this is Patrick Murphy.
Patrick Murphy was, yeah, with Steve Waymire and the original sort of coffee shop gig of Gaelic Storm, which went down a treat, and they were stuck with the name, and I needed another guitar player and drummer. So
Steve's gone from the band now?
Steve, yeah. He, you know, had a family, and the rigors of the road and all that kept him away from his family too much. So he made that decision a few years back. And, you know, we've done some writing with him, and we still keep in touch. He's a great guy.
So as far as I could tell, Patrick is the only guy actually from Ireland or Scotland or any of the Celtic lands. Is that
well,
true?
Well, no.
No?
I'm from England, which is one of the seven Celtic nations. My parents live in Cornwall.
Oh, well, there you go then. There you go.
And, of course, a lot of the music originated in England. I always feel the need to sort of defend myself on that score. And, you know, we're all very tight back home, and there's some great Celtic bands in and around England, as well as the obvious places, you know, like Ireland and Scotland, where, of course, the music flourishes.
Yeah, but if you'd have been from another part of England, you'd have had a harder time defending it, wouldn't you?
Well, I was born in the Midlands. Do you know what I mean? I was born in Coventry, the industrial Midlands, and a lot of Irish immigrants there. My relatives are Irish. You know, we have it's a little less easy for us to call ourselves Irish, you know, from a relative, as opposed to being born, you know, in Ireland. My relatives were actually Irish travelers back when, and Scots from the border, as well as English, of course.
What about the background of your other folks? You got at least one from Canada, another from England, and one from Pasadena, California.
Yeah. Ryan is from Pasadena. Both his parents are English, as well. And Jessie, our fiddle player, she's from England also. And of course, Pete, Purvis our Piper is from Canada, but as you know, has a very strong kind of Celtic Scottish connection then.
Yeah, at least in certain parts of it. Is he from one of those parts?
He's from Ottawa, and you know, grew up playing in the pipe band tradition that is really strong there. The Scottish festivals are very strong in that region as well.
You have a certain reputation for some of your drinking songs and as a party band of sorts. I hadn't realized that you guys were the party band, again, to use that term, in the film Titanic, which can't have been much after you got started.
No, it was actually just a few months after we'd started, and we were, you know, creating a bit of a party every Sunday night at the local Irish pub in Santa Monica, and they saw us playing there and thought it would be ideal for that scene. So, you know, next thing we know, we were in Sony Studios. Next thing we know, we were in Mexico filming on what turned out to be the biggest movie of all time.
Was that so?
And, we'll soon be in 3D.
Yeah, I just saw that recently. Yeah, I think that's sort of too bad. I'm not a big 3D fan, but hate wearing those glasses. But you know, whatever.
Just dying to see as in 3D or some sort of 3D effect. It'd be awesome.
It was really the playing in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, doing the right thing. You're exactly right. We were doing the right thing at the right place at the right time.
Well, you added that extra thing. I mean, you could be in the right place in the right time and sound terrible, and then the rest wouldn't matter.
Yeah, I'm sure we sounded terrible, but it was the perfect sound. You know, it was the perfect sound for that ad hoc bunch of musicians that were down below decks there, just throwing caution to the wind and off on their new adventures. Which we were. I mean, it really rang true, you know, that we hadn't been together long. We just came together just for drinks and a laugh and play some of the music that we knew.
I wondered if it had anything at all to do with your previous career, where you were actually working in Hollywood as a graphic designer, doing posters and such for some of the films there.
Yeah, no, it was not through any of those contacts at all. It really was extremely random. The only thing, of course, as you said, that is the connection there is I was in Los Angeles. You know, we were in Santa Monica. The production studios were actually just down the street from the pub that we played at. And they'd actually come out to a festival that we played at there in L.A., and gone around and saw all the sort of local bands and how they interpreted their this music and settled on us.
Well, let's play what may be the most appropriate tune off of the Cabbage album to fit into this part of our conversation. It's called Chucky Tim, clearly a drinking song. I like some of the group vocals that are going on in here. You have others like this, I imagine, that you do on the tour.
Yeah, we do. That particular song, Chucky Tim, is a fellow that we met down in Columbus, Ohio. He's actually from Dayton, Ohio, and just the happiest person that we've ever met. We're a happy bunch, but he makes us look pretty miserable when we're around him. He's just got this big smile and this big laugh, and you just can't help but light up no matter how tired you are whenever you see him. So he inspired this song, and we think about him. You know, he's still around. He comes out to the shows, and he inspired the kind of party thing because, you know, you sit down to talk with him, and you're always the last ones to be kicked out of the pub.
Mm.
The stories are great, and just the night just disappears.
Here you go.
He invited a whole bunch of people into the studio to sing along with us and party with us when we recorded this, so it was a lot of fun.
Oh, that explains the extra voices then.
That's it.
All right, it's Chucky Tim, played and sung by Gaelic Storm and Friends. They're going to be at the Virginia Theater tonight at 7:30 in downtown Champaign. Thank you. Tune's called Chucky Tim, sung by Gaelic Storm, from their album from 2010 called Cabbage. Why call it Cabbage?
You know, the name kind of sprung into my head here. We're a pretty straightforward bunch, you know. Sort of what you see is what you get. And what we do is, despite the fact is the music business is a very kind of unglamorous business most of the time. And I just thought the sort of visual of a cabbage and the idea of this sort of cheap kind of working class food staple was just a nice way to represent how we kind of feel about ourselves and this we're the least kind of Hollywood-y kind of band out there, and I just cabbage just seemed to say it all for me. I don't know.
Well, it's certainly it's a wonderful collection of songs and tunes on here. You do have a number of instrumentals. We represented those with Blind Monkey at the beginning, and those are the most, to my ear anyway, the most Irish Scots sounding, Gaelic mm-hmm. sounding, and then the rest mix things up in an interesting way. You have some that are a little folky, like the tune Northern Lights. You have some nice fiddle tunes, and then you have this one here that is really glaring for where it comes from. I mean, I don't have a list of which of these tunes you guys wrote or that may be traditional, but I sure knew that Cecilia was not yours. How did that get on here?
Well, you know, the first tunes that I learned to sing and play the guitar to were Simon and Garfunkel songs way back when. So it's really dear to my heart. And of course, it's a great tune. The groove in it is phenomenal. And the way the phrasing goes over the top of that, I don't know. I love the tune. We've sang it a few times in rehearsals and some spontaneous breakouts at shows. And we just decided to throw it in the mix there, you know.
I haven't heard it for a while in their version. I'm sort of remembering that the famous recorded version anyway. It just starts out with the beat and the underlying rhythm and so on, and then they put the tune on top of it. And I remember always being surprised that the tune falls where it does rhythmically, because you get thrown off a little bit by the underpinning.
Yeah, it's deceptively simple. Deceptively simple there. It actually caused us a few consternations in the studio, like, whoa, okay, this chord doesn't change exactly there where we thought. You just got to kind of go with the feel of it, and once you lock into place, it all kind of makes sense.
So when you guys did it, did you just do it from memory, having heard it many times, or did you have music for it, or how did you put it together?
I think part of it was, too, Ryan had this great groove going that we had either not used or had transitioned in and out of in some jamming, and that kind of reminded us of it, and we started there, and the words seemed to fit perfectly over the top of that, and have, you know, for us a similar kind of feel to that song. So after that point, when we realized that it was not particularly fitting all the way through, we had to go and reference and go, huh, that's what you did there. That's clever.
Sort of reminds me of hearing some of Johannes Brahms's symphonies, and when you actually hear it one way, and then when I went to look at a score one time, I thought, oh, that's not the way it's written at all.
Yeah. I got to say, I'm one for the sort of the folk process, which is, you know, there are some wonderfully misheard songs out there that then take on a new and fresh life of their own in the right hands, you know. And I think that's the folk process. You'll hear, you go back enough to some of the songs like Leaving of Liverpool, and you'll find five or six different versions of them or slightly different from, you know, you'll find Irish versions, English versions, and Scottish versions, and they're all a little bit different. And, of course, back when, with no recording devices, people sat in a pub and listened to the song and went back home and tried to remember it, and some didn't remember it as well as they thought. But then that creates the new, a new something else that somebody else adds to, and that, to me, is the folk process, you know?
Well, here's a Gaelic Storm applying the folk process to Simon & Garfunkel's song Cecilia. It's off their album called Cabbage, and they're going to be at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign for a concert tonight at 7:30. I'm talking with Steve Twigger of the band here on Live and Local. Simon & Garfunkel's Cecilia, as redone by Gaelic Storm. They're going to be at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign for a concert tonight at 7:30. I'm talking with Steve Twigger of the band here on Live and Local, vocalist and guitarist. And talk about the rest of your band's makeup instrumentally. It's pretty traditional.
It is, with a few twists. Yeah, we've got the traditional fiddle. You'd expect in every Celtic band, and
that's Jesse Burns.
Yes, that's just Jesse Burns, and we have the pipes, both Scottish and Irish pipes, and whistle played by Pete Purvis. There, Patrick, the lead singer, plays the harmonica and the accordion and spoons, and of course, as I said, that he sings. And Ryan Lacey there plays kind of a hybrid percussion set with sort of African, Middle Eastern, and traditional sort of trap set drums as well.
So when I was listening through the album, I was hearing in a few tunes what sounded like a pretty strong electric bass. Is there one there, or
there
is that an illusion?
Yeah, no, there's one there too. We record down in Austin. And in the studio, you know, when you're recording and it's these days coming out of very small speakers and headphones to get that full spectrum of sound, we add in the low end of a bass guitar. And actually nowadays, Pete Purvis has picked up a little bass guitar. He plays an acoustic bass on stage for two or three songs. So it's something we use every now and then, and we've used in recordings for a while.
So it's not in all of the tunes. At least it didn't sound like it to me. And the,
right.
there was a nice live sound to a lot of this.
Yeah, we honestly strive for that every time we go into the studio. You know, it is a process. Everybody understands. You don't just sort of walk in and walk out an hour later with a recording in your pocket. But we do try and keep things as live as possible and capture as much as we can in the moment.
We're going to go out with a tune that you told me before we actually started, before I opened up the microphone here, that this next tune you have never done live, just to sort of reverse things here. Turn this ship around. How come?
I don't know why. We started adding new songs from Cabbage as soon as it was released, and I thought, until you mentioned that we played almost everything, or everything live. And then I reminded myself that, of course, we haven't done that one. You know, we have so much material now. We have 8 CDs out. And, the crowd has favorites. If we don't play those favorites, you know, they barely let us off stage. Some nights they're yelling out songs and yelling out this and that. In order to play everything, we'd be up there for, 4 or 5 hours. I guess something had to be left out, and that poor little song got left out.
Well, maybe it'll work its way in.
Yeah, sometimes we'll go back We're in that process right now of just, all right, well, before we jump into this next CD, let's go back through our catalog and, you know, dig out some of those what you might call B-sides that we haven't played live, and let's work them up and at least play them, you know, for a few weeks out there before we move on to the new stuff.
Well, it's a song that struck me quite favorably, so let's go out with that. It's called Turn This Ship Around, and it's Gaelic Storm, who will be at the Virginia Theater tonight at 7:30. For tickets, you can go to thevirginia.org or just go to the box office there in downtown Champaign. For more information on Gaelic Storm, it's gaelicstorm.com. And my guest has been Steve Twigger, originally from Coventry, England, and came over to California a couple decades ago, I guess, or so, and pleased to have him on Live and Local. Thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Kevin. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
It's Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Took me family, shipped them to Kingston town. I was left in Dublin, no way out but down.